Michelle Malek and Sweetest Friends, we are continuing our series of Shi'ulim. The Sefer HaKadosh Ein Haya, Agadas of Maseches Brachos, Ran Daf Mem. Birech, when a person makes a brach, etc., Peres Ha'ad, Peres Ha'ad, Bray Pre'eitz. On fruits of the land, you make a Bray Pre'eitz, the Shir Shabbat Yitzchus. So, Va'aperasar, it's great pre-aids. Lo yatsa. If one makes on Perasar, it's a great pre-aids, he's not yotze. Why? Because he should say a great pre-adam. Not a break for eggs. Ask the Gemara Peshitta, of course. If you say a break for your eggs on Paris Aretz, you're saying the wrong bracha, of course, in Eretz and Rachel Yitzchak, but Nitzchah the Rebbe Yehuda. This is only needed according to Rebbe Yehuda. The Amar Chita min Ilani. He said that a chita, wheat, is a type of tree. As we learned in a braisa, the san yilan shalchamenu odem arishai, v'meiroi mer gefen hoya shem l'chada v'shem v'yilal v'al odem el yayim, shenem rav yesh min hayayim v'yishko. The tree from which a wheat is a type of tree. As we learned in a braisa, the tree from which Adam ate, the mayor says it was a vine, because nothing brings wailing and trouble upon man other than wine, as it says regarding Noah, and he drank from the wine and he became drunk. But Nehemiah says it was a fig tree, and the object with which they were corrupted in sin, they were rehabilitated, as it is stated, and they sewed together fig leaves and made for themselves loincloths. So therefore, if they're taking fig leaves to be miktaken, to rehabilitate themselves, it must be that's how they're corrupted, so they ate from a fig tree. Buddha says, no, it was wheat. If the person doesn't know, so a person doesn't know how to say father and mother until he tastes wheat. That's why it's called Eitz Hadas. Nisakadai Techamina, Ha'ov Amar Rav Yehuda Chita Min Ilani, Livrach Alei Bray Pre'eitz Kamash Mima. Since Rav Yehuda says that Chita is a Min Ilan, that wheat is a type of tree, therefore you should make a Bray Pre'eitz. Kamash Malan. So, Kamash Malan, then now. When do you say Bray Priya Eitz? Where you take the fruit and the branch remains and again produces fruit. Alech de Chishokatle, the fairy, Lesi, the Govza, the other mapik, the Machel Bray Priya Eitz, the Bray Priya Dambrev. In a situation where you take the fruit, the branch doesn't remain and again produces fruit, so you don't say it creates the fruits of the tree, Bray Priya Eitz, but rather, Bray Priya Eitz. Ad kan midivrei kodesho shel a mishnah v'agamor. So it's a havi meaning to make ha'etz on wheat, kamashmon demnat. Maspir maran harav hasibot shenimtzaot v'halichot ha'adam v'atot raglav miderech ha'yishara hen shlosha klalot. The reasons that are found in the goings of man to turn away his legs from the straight path, there are three principles, three groups, follows with a kaf, not with a kuf. Hachat, shita hana'otav aruchaniyot, letzad hadvarim hachomriyim, v'zeu yisod ta'avat hashikaron v'ashituf v'yayin, shayayin v'samayach halev. וחשק השמחה שיענה רוחנית וטובה במידתה. כשתעבור גבול, תביא לידי כל השחתה. So the three things that send a person off the path, lahatos ragla, make a person veer from the straight path, are three. Number one, when he takes his ruchnias tikahanos and he brings them to the side of gashmis, that's what sends him off the straight path. He takes his ruchnias and he brings them to the side of gashmis. And that's why people love wine, because wine gladdens the heart. Being happy is a hana ruchnis. It is a spiritual delight to be happy. V'tova b'midasa, and it is good in the proper measure. But when kishetavol gvul, tavili de kol hashchata, when it goes over the correct boundary, it brings one to hashchasa. It brings one to corruption, to sin. Umenet otzla kol v'chot ruchanim sheishtavlu l'shtamesh barah. And then the outcome will be that all the ruchniyistika kochos are now going to be impacted, and they are now going to be subordinated to the side of evil. Shemikan ba gam ken haga'ava shechivu hachazal im shechurut. So when a guy gets drunk, that's connected to gaiva. As we see in the Gemara, in Erevin, and Daf Samech Hey, Amud Aleph. There it says, "Kol hamafik mugein b'shas gava." Somebody who passes a shield over himself at a time of gaiva. And that is referring to a shas shichrus, like we see there in Rashi. A person's drunk. So drunk intoxication is associated with arrogance. So when one is engaged in too much wine, it brings to too much simcha, which brings to hashchasa, corruption, and it also affects one's other midos like gaiva. So that's one problem. Problem number two is it says hashem yu bakashas hanos amutolios. The second thing that is dangerous, that is nimtzaois b'halichos ha'adam lahatos raglav miderech hayishara, that causes a person to veer from the straight path, is seeking out hanos that are motarios. What does motarios mean? It means they're superfluous, they're unnecessary. You don't need them. A person just wants hana. He just wants pinuk. He just wants to spoil himself. He just wants to pamper himself. And that arouses the heart of a person to veer from the straight path and to only seek out the pleasure of the moment. And it expands to seeking out other pleasurable things more and more. So again, we have the wine is dangerous. When it's over the gvul, and then it expands to gaiva and the like. Seeking out hanos motarios is dangerous, because then he's just always going to keep looking for things to pamper himself with. And the third side is when one seeks out excessive eating, achila gasi. Lahasbia bitno, yoiser al tivo, to fill up the stomach more than is necessary. Your stomach is about the size of your fist. So how much do you need to eat? The size of your fist. How much should a person eat? The Rambam says make yourself about 70% full. Don't completely fill up your stomach. Which means that a meal should take us about 4 minutes to eat. And then we're done.
Wow.
Find me a guy like that. You're a shteman. Not maybe, definitely. But besides them, not very many. Zecher tzaddik v'kadosh levracha. Yetzad ha'shlishi v'akosh t'achil ha'gasa. Na'azbi ha'bitna yoser ha'tibo v'kshadam bo la'ashchos ha'zu. Lo'yivakish davka dvorim ha'revim u'minim yafim. Kim yoichal ha'chil ha'gasa mikol asher yoichal. Now the person's not going to, when a person's in the mahaluch of achila gasa, he's not going to look for only tasty things and sweet things, and the sugar and cake and cookies and ice cream, and ice cream sundaes and chocolate ice cream sundaes and vanilla ice cream. So no, not even ice cream Mondays. He can eat whatever he can. He's an achila gasa mensch. And that's going to open him up to lower his soul with anything low and inferior. Okay, Amar Reb Meir, she'eitz hadas gefen hoya. Zok Reb Meir, that the eitz hadas was a gefen, was a vine. She'olav ro'ui lislois hasirochon haroshi. And on that, it is fitting to hang the primordial, primary sin. It was a gefen. V'hasharish mikol ha'rois hu ha'shibut shel ha'koychos ha'ruchnim l'tshukos ha'chomrios. And the root of all evil is to subordinate the spiritual powers to physical desires. And that is, shemevi yilala la'olam. Shein lecha dover shemevi yilala la'olam ele yayin. What did Adam Rishon eat from? He ate from a vine. Why a vine? Because wine brings yilala. How do you know it was a wine? Because wine brings yilala la'olam. He got drunk. And that's the shoresh. That's the ein kol chatas. Because he's seeking out hanois ruchnias, the tzad v'ram acharmim. And that is the yisoid of the taivas hashichroin v'hashituf b'yayin. He's taking something spiritual and he's bringing it to the side of the physical. Wine should bring simcha, but if it's overdone, then it brings terrible things and ultimately gaiva and other bad things. So the worst is to be mishabed your koichos ruchnim for tshukos chomrios. That's the first opinion as to what a sin was. The second opinion is te'ein ahaysa. The second opinion was that it was a fig. Hapri amatok, she'en bat sorech, ki'im she'in notefet dvash, she'kishma ko ta'ara, te'ina yivakesh harodef, to'ana yivakesh harodef, acharei hamotarot, v'ma'achalim arivim, kedei lehanot mehem, behem, Hana'at ha'tam levado v'lo to'elet. It's incredible. You see the Rav's brilliance. You can see the word te'ina 20,000 times in every biyomid on this. Te'ina's milshon to'ana. To'ana's like an excuse. A pretext. I like that word. A pretext. So this te'ena is a sweet fruit, and it's not necessary. Just it flows with honey. Sweet. And kishma koto ava, like its name, so is its description. To'ana yivakesh harodef, an excuse is going to be sought out by the person who runs after hano mutaros. With sweet food, in order to be nana from them, hanoas tam levada, just to enjoy the taste, without a toelis. So that's the person just seeking out the sweet things. Once you're seeking out sweet things, then without a toelis, then what's going to end up happening? Chas v'shalom, and the person's going to look for more and more and more sweet. That's the second The second sad, the second group classification of things that throw a person off, things that you don't need for the health of your body, but you just want it because it tastes good, sweet. So number one, we have the wine where you're taking your ruchnis and you're using it for gashmis, taking the wine, the simcha, and you're using it, you're in the wrong context, in the wrong way, too much of it. Number two is a te'ena, that the ein kolchat is the mother of all sin, is looking just for the sweet, and then one's going to just go around life looking for sweet, sweet, sweet. And then the third opinion in the Gemara is that we're talking about a wheat, stalk of wheat. Shirak bakashat ha-motarot, and what do we say the third group is? Achil agasa. Shirak bakashat ha-motarot b'ikaram lo tishafel ha-nefesh kol kach. Rak bishafel adam lehetavot l'achil agasa b'machlo ha-tivi chitaita. שהיא נותנת לאדם דעת, הכן אשרה הטבעית הנתונה לבהמה, כשלא תאכל יותר מידתה חסרה ממנה. כי עליו לנהל עצמו בדעת, והידי הוספת הדעת יוסיף מחור. כי מידת הטבע נטלה ממנו, ואם הדעת לא התקשר, להיות נוטה רק לטוב. על כן הוא מערב רע בטוב. ובאכילתו נצטרך להקים גופו, הוא מערבה על עצמו חלים גופנים בנפשיים, הידי מה שנוטל יותר מכדי צורכו. ממנו באות תוצאות למידות רעות ותכונות נמאסות. עד שבפועל גם כן, כל הכוחות הכלפונים ונפשים בסביר הליל רב יהודה, קודם אחרת לא היה צריך לאדם להגיע ולא נעברה הכללה, ובזה היה תפחת אוכל לחם, ורואי שיהיה מזונו נותן לו, נתון לו, ולא תורך רב. אבל כן החיטה הייתה כאילן. So it's very interesting, says the Rav, an animal doesn't overeat. We have emotional eating, what we call. Most of what people eat, they don't really have to eat. We eat for various reasons, but it's true, definite that we overeat and we eat food that is not good for us and we emotionally eat. They say Michael is a Rashi Tevis, Nachal is food. Mem is Motai. When do you eat? Important to know when to eat. You're supposed to have very, very important for your health. Have about 3-4 hours in between your last meal and bedtime. Ech, how you eat. Kama, how much you eat. And lama, why you're eating. These are all questions you have to ask yourself. This is a big avoda, this eating. That's why there's an inyan of a tish by Hasidim. Because to eat with a tzaddik is a huge deal. So animals don't eat more than they have to eat. Because animals go with their nature. Human beings have detached themselves from their nature. We're in the world of Das, Chita adds Das, but we haven't yet been mischaber to the Das. And therefore, Yosef Das, Yosef Macho, like it says in Ecclesiastes, in the first Perek, in the 18th chapter. Because Midas HaTeva was taken, he's going to add Das, and he's going to add pain. Because the mid of Teva has been taken from him, and he hasn't yet connected to Das, to being inclined only to good. And therefore, he mixes in the good with the bad. And when he eats for the sake of his body, in other words, chita is good for your body. You need to eat. You need to eat wheat. Not everyone holds you. Wheat is good for you. But according to those that wheat is good for you, you're eating wheat, it's good for your body. You eat bread, you eat whatever you eat, wheat, it's fine. Great. Problem is that since he's detached himself from his nature, he's eating more than he has to eat because he hasn't yet completely been mischaber to Das. Only a little bit. And Yosef Das, Yosef Machov, it's more pain because now he's in the world of the intellect and then he starts telling himself reasons why he should eat more. And then when he eats too much, he brings upon himself illnesses. And then that overeating, which by the way, the Chazon Ish, Chazon Ish has an unbelievable letter where he says that achila is avi avos hatuma. Achila, when a person eats, achilas tainuk, when a person eats just for his pleasure, that's avi avos hatuma. So So one has to be very, very careful of that. And unfortunately, in our day and age, it's hard to talk to people about this because the issue of food is a major it's a major inyan. The lashon of the Chazon Ish in the Igeres is "Nizar ma'od me'achilas tainug, v'im b'tumas haguf yesh rishon l'tuma v'yesh av l'tuma v'yesh av yavos b'tumas hanefesh shel milui ha'taiva b'achilas tainug." Misachid Rishon Latuma Va'ava Tuma Va'ava Yavas Atuma Yachad. V'amu Begitin. Sudascha Shahanascha Meruba Imenu Mishoch Yotcha Imenu. So that's Myridik. To be very careful just to eat for pleasure. Because if Tumas HaGuf, we have a Rishon HaTum, we have an Ava Tum, we have Avi Avas HaTum, in Tumas HaNefesh, fulfilling Taiva, Achilas Tainug, the Rishon HaTum connects with the Ava Tum, and the Ava Tum connects with the Avi Avas HaTum, and that's what Achilas Tainug does for a person. Rachman Litzlan. God should save us from that. It says in the Sefer Ber Mayim Chayim Al HaTorah in Parshas Vayichi, on the Pasuk HaMalach HaGoyel, he writes, "V'seida ne'amana, ki afilu im lo yavu lo'ilam l'shum aveira mizeh." Rak zelavad. In other words, the only thing a person does is shemamali tavosav dvaram utarne gufim baratzu nafshu umar b'chem des nafshu b'hem b'chonam achorem gam k'shen l'fan of dailo v'hotar liyois chas v'chila netzach le'or aboy b'ashchokim. If a person is involved in his taivis and he just fulfills his taivis baratzu nafshu and he increases his chemdes hanefesh, and he's chomed achorei these taivas, even when they're not in front of him. In other words, he's sitting lying in his bed, and he's thinking about a donut. He's thinking about cookies. He's thinking about waffles. He's oisek, even when they're not in front of him, he's oisek in his taivas. And of course, when they're in front of him, when he eats too much of them, for eternity he will not see the clear light b'shchokim. Neira neirois. That's what we're talking about over here, Rabbi Isai. That that a person has to sanctify himself with his eating. If he eats achila gasa, they're toitzas roas. It causes emotional diseases and it causes physical diseases. There was once a person who they thought was a Baal Mephis, that he could do miracles. And they wanted to know if he was coming from the Tzadik Kedusha or the Tzadik Tuma. So they asked the great Svardi Tzadik of Yosef Kudoy. And he said, look in the way he eats. He eats the taiva. And the Mela, meaning, he said, look at the way he eats, and they said he eats B'taiva. He says, stay away from me, he's from the Sitrachra. And it turns out he was a Chote. He was from the Sitrach. So therefore, you have to be very, very careful with the eating, with the Achilagasa. So that's what the idea of the Chita is, that a person's eating it, but since he doesn't have enough das, he's not mischaber yet to the das, he's eating too much of it. And this was before the sin, when a person didn't need to toil, there was no klal of zeh sepechatech alechem, and therefore he shouldn't have to toil for his food. And therefore the chita was ki'ilan b'kashiyah lasid lavo. Asid ha'chita shetetam rekedek avol v'rosh ha'arim. As it says in the Gemara in Ksubis 111b, that the chitin is going to be high up like a palm tree. אם כן, לדעס לבי מאיר, לו לה החייט, לא הישה נמצא את התחומה של השטבדוס הנוס הרוכניס לצורכי הגשם. So it's like this. The third opinion holds that it was an Elon. There was an Elon because that's what it's going to be like lasid level. So we're talking about before the sin. There's no gizei asapech atoich alechem. So we're like in the state of lasid level when things are perfect. And therefore this chit is like a tree. And that's why there was a havamina that you could make a brei priya eitz on chita. It used to be like a tree. But that again is the shorish of sin. Because he's makalkel with this overeating, with this achila gasa. And therefore you should eat, rabbeisai, rabbeisai. Eat when you're hungry. That's the best time to eat and the only time to eat, when you're hungry. And overeating brings rois gashmias ruchnis. It brings emotional problems, physical problems. Millions and tens of millions of people suffer from overeating. So much disease, so much diabetes, and clogged arteries, and obesity. So many problems are caused by overeating. And I see even B'nai Torah, even B'nos Torah, can't control their appetites. That's a major league of Vaidera. Boise, please. אבל נתאחד ביחד, נמגר את התופעה האחורה הזאת של אכילה גסה, של אכילה דברים מזיקים לגוף. So, בזוי, קומטוס הזאת, ותאס רבי מאיר, if not for the primordial sin of man, we wouldn't have this תכונה ושתב דסנוס הרוכניס לצורכי הגשם, of subordinating spiritual הנוס to physical pleasures. Like he did with the wine. He took the wine, which is spiritual, and he was mishabedi to geshem. The divrei of Nechemia, we wouldn't seek out what's sweet without any tachlis. And according to the third opinion, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we would only eat for natural means because we have tzorchei aguf. And we wouldn't have our das telling us all these reasons why we should eat. Because the Teva knows how much to eat. The Teva knows how much to eat. The Teva knows how much to sleep. If your alarm is waking you up, you're not sleeping enough. The person has to sleep, but his body knows exactly. It's a miracle. Your body knows exactly when to wake up. Not too early, not too late. Your body knows how much sleep you need. So you have to give your body what it needs. Your body also knows how much you have to eat. And you'll see, when you eat less, you'll see you don't need that much. You don't need so much. I see people the way they pile up food on their plates. You don't have that much room in your stomach. Your stomach has to expand to contain all that food. It says in the verse in Ecclesiastes 3:14. So originally it was an Elon. Originally it was an Elon like Lassid Lava. And there was no Yigiyah. There was no toil. That's what it should have been. That man's primary food would be without toil. And that's what Chazal tell us, Darshei Rishumos. And Chazal, Darshei Rishumos, who is that? So in the footnote here, it says the Chasim Sofer, in Bereishis, Dibur Maaseh Beis Hadas. But Beis Hadas was going to be permitted in the end. After he established the Hasnagas HaTevis B'Tzorchei HaGuf, that he should act naturally, not go beyond what he needs. The das doesn't get involved. But here the das was mekalkel. But if he would have just gone along with his nature, then the das would have just been mosif otzma v'hod, power and splendor. And then it would have worked perfectly, the das and the teva together, and he wouldn't have had to toil. And it was a min ilan. It was like a, it was a tree. And then what is he toiling? He's toiling in happier things. But instead, he was nikshal, and now he has to toil to be motzi, motzi chita. So here we have an incredible, just saying the Rav's Torah is Yotzei Migedar HaRagil, Mashu Me'al U'Me'eder. אז ברוך השם שזכינו לזה, ובעזרת השם, יש לנו עוד מאות שיעורים, רק בעין היה שאנחנו רוצים למסור. למדנו את שלושת השורשים של החטא, learned about the three fathers of sin. One, using the ruchnius for gashmius, misusing, abusing the ruchnius for gashmius, the wine. That was why it was a grapevine. Number two, just seeking out what's sweet, and then one's just going to look for sweet things in life. And number three, overeating. When he doesn't properly have das, he thinks you das, a tino can call avi v'ima. That's called etz das. Interesting, that's the definition of das. You can say, who's my mother, who's my father, but on Kabbalah. There's av, there's ava, there's ima. The source of our existence. Das is knowing that there's a God. Reishis Chok Me'irus Hashem. So, when a person isn't properly, by the way, Rashi says, maybe Yalala, wine brings Yalala, brought me to the world. That's what brings death. When a person doesn't know how to properly use these pleasures of this world. Using the grapevine, too much simcha, overgoing the measure, overdoing it. Number two, seeking out just what's sweet. And number three, achila gasa, to eat more than he has to eat. It wasn't supposed to be like that. It was supposed to go with nature. And by nature, it was an ilan, and it didn't require toil, and it just grew high, and it was great. But instead, his das got involved, and the treif das, and he, not just his teva, because teva tells you not to eat too much, like animals. But he went too far. And the Mela, since he went too far, he brought death to the world, and that's the father of all sin. So we have to remember that in order for our avod in this world. In order for us to avod in this world, we have to control that achila gasa, control that eating just for sweet. But Moshe Feinstein says that never in his life did he ever put anything in his mouth just for pleasure. And that's why he didn't smoke. I don't put anything in my mouth just for pleasure. Have you ever heard such a thing? There was a great tzaddik and a guy in a dayan from the Ravam Dov Levin. That was his hanag also. For decades, he never ate lunch. Just eat breakfast, sit in the basin all day, judge cases, write tshuvas, come home, eat dinner, and then how's it? Never gnashing, never eating just for pleasure. He ate what he had to eat in order to survive. That was it. One time the family went in a tiyul, and everybody brought ice cream. He didn't want to be different. They were all eating ice cream, but his son noticed that he couldn't have had any hana. He just like swallowed it up in a second. No hana, just, the hana of eating ice cream, of licking it. He didn't want to have any of that. He didn't want to, stick out. So he ate like everybody else, but without hana. So these are tzaddikim. Like it says a lot in Sfarim, that it can't be that the ktsais had hana from a kugel. He was too involved in his learning. He was too ruchni. Didn't even notice this. There's a story about the Stechemed. The great Gaon, the encyclopedia, was an encyclopedia before encyclopedias, a computer before computers. The great Gaon, the Stechemed, that after his wife died, they had these girls come prepare his meals for him. And one time the girl didn't come, and afterwards she felt so bad, she apologized and said, "What's the problem? I had this soup, it was very good." Turns out, what was the soup? That they had put the dishes from the previous meal in the sink, and there was some liquid in them, soap and water. So the Stechem didn't know, he didn't notice, he just ate it, it was fine. Pretty gross, huh? Stechem didn't notice, because he was so orangutan in his learning. So these are mamish tzaddikim, and we're not in that madrega necessarily, but to know that such madrega exists, and to know that we're not here to satisfy our physical pleasures, we're here to get close to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. All right, Mori Rabbeisai, let us be mischazik in this, and thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.